this has been something that I have been wanting to do for so long, and I cannot wait for you to meet my very special guest. But I want to welcome you first to the first episode of, I almost said the morning cup because that's what I used to do. I want to welcome you to the first episode of the second act with Barbara Brooks. Like I said, for years I've been wanting to launch a YouTube channel, and it's just sat there, literally sat there. I haven't done anything, or I hadn't done anything with my YouTube channel. And finally, after teaching smarter goals and goal setting and all of that for so long and vision boarding, I thought it was time that I did me. That I pull the trigger and create the podcast, vlogcast that I've always wanted to do, instead of me always telling other people to do it. I am listening to my own advice. I now am, no longer the cobbler without shoes. Okay, I do have to tell you a funny story for those that hadn't heard. I literally used that analogy to our intern who was in high school. I said, yeah, you know, too often my business partner and I, Lupe and I, have always said, kind of been the cobbler without shoes, when we're always telling people to do and you can be what you want to be and so on and so forth. And she turned to me and said, what does peaches have to do with shoes? Oh my Lord, so funny. Anyway, listen, no longer am I the shoemaker without shoes today. I welcome you again. Today, this podcast, I want you to know before I introduce my special guest, is really all about celebrating us, celebrating this time in our lives, sharing ideas, talking about the good and sometimes the ick that comes with this time in life, but it's mostly all good. I'm always here to do what I can to inspire and motivate. And that's exactly what this podcast will be doing every week, every Thursday. I am your host, Barbara Brooks. I'm hyping women all across the globe, online and offline, women over 40 and really human beings, but particularly us, women over 40. I'm the founder and chief inspiration officer of a little old company called Second Act Women. It's a community of dynamic, badass women in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. And you know what? It's built on the foundation of building one another up, sometimes one woman at a time, because ageism. Ageism is at its highest, unfortunately. And because of that, we are going unseen, unheard, undervalued, and we're living under these outdated stereotypes of who we really are as women. And you can see here, by the way, I'm 57 and I'm yelling it out. I'm 57. And we've got to get rid of those outdated stereotypes. Those things are holding us back. They're holding every one of us back when people think that we are, you know, too old to be, to do, to want. That is not right. And why is it, think about it, ageism is the last ism that could be laughed at, from the stages of comedy shows to sitcoms, to inside our offices, and sadly, inside our friend groups and families. When we're talking about grandpa took a fall. And what are we, you know, the joke was back in the day, help me, I can't get up, or whatever that, you know, whatever it was. Those things perpetuate age bias. And that's why I'm here today. And that's why this podcast is here today, to talk about and really lean in to the idea that we can and we will do whatever it is we want to do as dynamic women in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. Because ageism is everywhere. It's the new sexism. But in reality, you know who we are? You know who you are? You know who I am and my special guest? We're sexy. We're bold. We're adventurous. We're moms, or we're not. 5-pound pooches, who you may hear at some point. We're empty nesters. We are experienced in seeking experiences. We're wearing whatever the heck we want to wear at any time. We're launching businesses, sometimes for the first time in our entire lives. We're switching careers entirely. We're discovering what we want to do because perhaps we don't know what we want to do when we grow up. That's who we are. We have portfolio careers. Google that term. We'll be talking to Simone Ross about that at Cocktails and Conversations later in the month. That's who we are. We know what we want. Sometimes we don't. You know what? We're listening to smooth jazz and hip hop at the same time. That's me. We're listening to country music and NPR. That's who we are. That's who women are today, and humans really over 40, 50, 60 plus. We've lived and we're living. And you know what else? We're still consuming new music. We are valued. Our buying authority is valued at $15 trillion. We're still consuming new music. We're shopping. We're buying the latest things, the latest clothes, the latest cosmetics. We're buying tech. Heck, we created tech. We're analog natives. Remember that. Do you remember playing Pong back in the day? You know, it's going across the screen and we're excited just to watch that ball pop across the screen. That is who we are. We're driving the latest vehicles. We're consuming old and new media, and sometimes at the same time. Those things fight against and say that the outdated stereotypes of who we are as women and human beings over this age of 40 really blows that out, really says to the myths that the myths are incorrect. I have busted them. You bust them every day, I'm sure, right? But I also have to admit that this time in life also brings a few challenges. We're caregiving. And I don't necessarily mean for our younger ones. This could be for our family members that are older. Because of ageism, we can't find jobs. We're unable to even land an interview after sending hundreds, no joke, of resumes out. Maybe we're stuck in life because, you know, we want to regain, we want to figure out and regain a sense of purpose because we've lost it. We want to regain some sense of optimism because it's gone away. We feel unchallenged at times. We want to change careers, but don't know where to even begin. We have midlife disappointments, right? Boredom. Ooh, and this one, burnout. Those are some of the challenges that we experience in this time of life. Well, that's what this podcast is here to do, is to help us jump over and get through some of those hurdles that we experience in this time of life and really learn to, if we haven't already, enjoy it. I call it living out loud, living in full color. That's what we need to do, even when we're faced with age bias or brandism or told that we can't do, be, or whatever it may be. Our podcast here is to inspire. And so I look forward to spending the day for every Thursday morning. It will be Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. I look forward to having a time with you as my co-host, along with my special guests, to talk about all those things that we talk about at this time in life. Heck, we're going to be talking menopause and mental health because, you know, I get real about those things. And I want to say thank you to those of you that are here that are already giving congratulations. All of the those of you that are on Facebook inside of our dynamic community of Second Act Women, thank you to all 5,300 of you from around the globe. I so appreciate. You have lifted me up. You have kept me inspired. I want to say thank you And here we go. Let's talk about a few other things about this podcast and society's assumptions of what mid-age, doesn't represent, and who we are and how we live our lives. That is what we're going to do again inside. We're going to dive deep. If you know me, we're going to go really deep, minus the bad words. Yes, shocker, no cursing. But we're going to be interviewing and talking to women who have defied these stereotypes, who have thrived in their entrepreneurship, their small businesses, their careers. That doesn't necessarily mean at the C-level. That means, you know, it's someone who's been happy at whatever level she's been at in her career. We don't always have to reach for E or C level in our careers, right? We're going to be talking about navigating the challenges, starting from the biases that happen within the workplace and money and fashion and style and dating. We'll be talking about sexuality, you know, all those things, stories, insights, tips, practical strategies. I want you to walk away from this podcast feeling like you have gained something new, whether it's a new friend inside of the chat or really great advice or a hack from either myself or our guests. All right. That is what the second act with me, Barbara Brooks, is all about. I want you to think of this show as your one-stop shop for all things we care about in our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. And we care about a lot. Speaking of, our guest here, I can't wait for you to meet our guest, our very first guest of episode number one. This human is a very special person to me. I've known this person for a million years. And I have to say that when it comes to my own navigating change and all of those things I just spoke about, in 2018, for those of you, although most of you know, when I started Second Act Women, I was only, did you pick up on that word? Only 51, right? I was only 51 and I couldn't find a job. I didn't know it was ageism. I thought it was just, okay, I was overqualified or underqualified or wasn't a right fit. I was buying into that. So what I did is I took an idea off the shelf and I launched Second Act Women. Now, that's not the name of it at the time. I actually didn't know what it was going to be. I thought it was going to be an event company that somehow would focus on elevating and lifting up and educating women who were business owners. Because by then, I had been a business owner since 2011 when I left corporate America as director of marketing and BD at Park Meadows Retail Resort. Those of you know, what am I going to say? Never call it a mall. I learned that my first week. It is a retail resort located right here in Denver. Actually, it's the largest shopping center within a 7-state region of Colorado. But when I left that position and became a business owner, I had a marketing and public relations firm, right? I really enjoyed that, but I wanted to go back into corporate. So then fast forward to 2018, 51, couldn't get a job. So I started Second Act Women, and that was launched on the back of an event called Biz LifeCon, right? And how Biz LifeCon came about was because I wanted to create this special event for women. Bought up all the URLs, by the way, womensbusinessweek.com, still have it, still going to do it one day. But Biz LifeCon was launched with a tremendous amount of, now y'all know I cry very easy. I'm sensitive. They called me Stormy back in the day. But I get sensitive when I say that there were a bevy of women, including, there were a bevy of women who helped me lift me up and helped me create Second Act Women. And in the next podcast, I'm going to actually name exactly who every single one of them are, because I wouldn't be here without them. But I took this 5-year idea, created Second Act Women, saw a problem, because as a marketer, I love research. So I did brainstorm sessions and I discovered that we sort of needed a place that we can call community, a place that, like me, where I was struggling to find my way, start up and grow my companies, land jobs. And these were six-figure companies that I'd had in the past, but also those that were looking to land jobs. I started Second Act Women because I care and because the volunteers care who helped me. And so because of that, and since then starting this company, I have to tell you, I've hosted over 10 conferences and a retreat for women over 40, 50, 60 plus. I have hosted nearly 100 workshops, thanks COVID. over the last 6 years, I've been featured alongside my fabulous business partner at the time, Forbes, Fast Company, NPR's Next Avenue, Denver Post. I graduated with $80,000 in grant money from the Facebook Accelerator Program, in which 14,000 communities from around North America applied to be a part of, and only 31 were chosen. And we were chosen. You should have seen the day that Lupina, I think we went and had drinks after, if I know us. But we've also, we as in Second Act Women, we as in you and I, because I'm just representing you. Remember that. I'm just representing you. And so we also have had stories in one of our favorite media outlets, CBS Colorado, Daily Blast Live, Colorado Public Radio. You know, I was an influencer in aging, both my business partner at the time and I. And because of all of that, I received top 25 most powerful business women. I still have to pinch myself, by the Colorado Women's Chamber. All of that was because of you that are commenting, and please keep them coming. But because of you that, woo, see, I'm about to drop a few tears here. Because of that, I am where I am today. And today, we boast a 21,000 human, mostly women, but also our allies, community who've collaborated, who've built companies, who's landed jobs, who've made lifelong friendships. Many of you are inside of here, Bonnie, Joe. Oh my gosh, the stories that I'm told. Right? So I navigated my own change at the time to create this company to help others. And even though it was tough, it was worth it. But it was done not by me alone. There's a person that I want to thank, who I miss, but we're besties, so we still talk. I didn't do all that alone. So I did that not only with you watching and listening, but I did that with Lupe Hurt. 100% of everything that I just listed above was with her and with you. I am where I am today, and I've stayed inspired and motivated because of her. So I've accomplished all those things in tough times and in the really great times because of her. We were, for those of you that don't know Lupe, we were each other's yin to our yang. And because of her, again, yeah, I just thank her. Now, she left the company in 2022. She left because she wanted to find her own thing. She too wanted her own second act. And while I miss our time together, I relish in her happiness. I relish in her own navigating her own change, doing her own things on her own time. Instead of me breathing down her neck, wondering, because I'm a planner, what are we doing with X, Y, and Z? And if you're watching, Lupe, I dedicate this. Oh, wait.
That's right.
Oh, my special guest.
You had me in the backstage, like in tears too. So I'm like, great. How can I come out?
I am so excited to have you as my very, very first guest of the second act with Barbara Brooks and friends, really. Oh, how are you, my friend?
Good. I am so honored to be here. When you invited, I was like, absolutely. And like, we were just saying a little earlier, I'm like, I'm getting flashbacks of like the morning cup. And girl, I'm so excited for you. Just beyond excited for what you're doing. Like, so, so proud, as I'm sure everybody commenting on the stream that you're seeing is just excited and rooting for your success. So keep crushing, girl.
Oh, girl. I got so excited. I had actually created a nice little, hey, let's go one of my favorites.
I love it.
To the second act. Do you remember that day when we took those pictures?
I do, Minnie Kim, and I love her everyday sabbatical gear. Like, it's fabulous. So,
oh my God, so comfortable. I still have all my things that she gave us for that brand deal. I think that was our first brand deal.
Yes. More to come for you.
More to come. But you know, I was talking about how we're navigating change and how we're all navigating change. You know, that's just a part of life. But I want you to share for those, because sadly, your Facebook page got hacked this time last year. And so, you know, I'm often telling people, listen, the only reason why she's not inside this group is because her page literally got dismantled because something awful was happening to it. You didn't know, you were in bed. Jessica sent me a text and then I called you. You know, you were in bed because you're in bed by like 9 or something, because you work out like a banshee for 2 hours in the morning.
I am an early bird. What can I say?
So there's that. But yeah. And so I'm often asked, how are you doing? Can you share a little bit about what's been going on in your life?
Oh, I'd love to hear that people are interested in, you know, yeah. So what am I up to? Well, I just came across my 1 year self-prescribed sabbatical, as many of you know, that I ended up taking after I left Second Act Women. So that was back here in November. And then I just took the time to kind of enjoy my family and the holidays, obviously, right? And then come January, I formally started looking for a job. I said, okay, you know what? I think I've reimagined what I want to do. And I loved that year. And I'm so grateful to my husband and to my family and to God, obviously, for allowing me that opportunity to just detach, reset almost mentally, physically, and try to determine what I want to do. So right now I'm in the thick of looking for a job, which is an experience. We'll talk about that later on in the show.
Yes.
But I'm working just, you know, still doing my side gig. So I actually landed a great side gig with Grace Creative LA out of LA.
We love our girls over at Grace. Do you want to share what Grace is? Let's talk about Susan's company and how we met them.
Yeah, they're a fabulous creative agency out of LA that are founded by women over 50 and are looking to help brands meaningfully connect.
Girl, they're over 60.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So a lot of, so in that age range. And so they work with a lot of cool brands that understand the value of the woman over 50 and the buying power. You know, they're obviously they're the CEOs of their households and their purchasing power. And so they're just doing some bang up like creative for different types of industries and brands that are looking to just knock it out of the park with women over 50. So
yeah, they've won some awards too. If I remember some international or national awards for some of their stuff. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to be working with them.
What I love is that, so, you know, obviously all of us that know them, we follow them on Insta and LinkedIn and everywhere in between, as you like to say. Yes. And there was a post that they did about Cindy Gallup, and Cindy Gallup is high up in this aging industry that we're all in. And I remember reading this post and thinking, wow, this is nice. And then I find out you're the one who wrote it. No wonder.
Yes, I'm the ghostwriter behind several of their posts, which is kind of neat. And so, yeah, so girl, I'm enjoying that. And then I've been visiting my mom and doing some just traveling. And so, really kind of fortunate to just, I just did a training this morning for Schaefer Leadership Academy on aging. And so I joined Changing the Narrative as a workshop facilitator and blogger. And so little things here and there until I find my forever home, which I'm hoping will be this year sometime.
Well, and you know, there is this thing that I mentioned earlier that people like Simone Ross from the Colorado Women Chambers and others have. And I want those that are watching, see, you're going to learn something new right now.
Ooh, okay.
Portfolio careers. It's the new term. And I saw it on LinkedIn when someone was had said that they were describing to an old friend of them. This old friend of theirs had asked what they were doing. Uh-huh. And the friend said, and this woman said, oh, well, I'm doing this, 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 this. And some of them went together and some things didn't.
Yeah.
In her career and freelancing and this, that, and the other. And the friend said, oh, well, that's a portfolio career. That's what that is. Right? So that's like the new thing. And you literally are one that could have a portfolio career because you know how you and I used to be, we never said if, yeah. When you launch, when you have that company, when you land and you've got some really great things on the hook there, when you land that position, you might still be doing things right for Grace and changing the narrative. And you might have a portfolio career.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's what I love about this stage, honestly, because I think we can really work to create an experience that really works for us and what we want. And I think more and more what I'm finding is I'm also like really tuning into what I enjoy doing. And I'm more aware of what I don't like to do. And so it's kind of an interesting, like I've been very selective on where I'm applying. Like I wouldn't say I'm in the hundreds yet, like you mentioned earlier, but definitely now at the higher end of like the teens in essence, because I don't want to just end up at any job. Like I want a job that checks my boxes. I don't want to just check their boxes in essence, yeah. Right?
But boom! Say that again. Hold up. There's a drop of knowledge because you're right. You don't you want to make sure that the boxes are checked on both sides, yours and theirs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's what's important, right? But I think in tandem with that, I don't want to let go of all my little side gigs that I enjoy doing that, you know, I can do on the side or I can do over the weekend or in the evenings or whatever it is. And so it's a beautiful time really to architect your next stage of life in the way that best suits you and what you want and what's important to you and aligns with your values.
Yes. Yeah. You've always been good with that stuff and the mindfulness. You've always known how to watch your boundaries. And I remember thinking when you would talk boundary speak to me, I always thought that was too woo, right? I'm like, what the hell is she talking about? Boundaries. Obviously, Barbara Brooks didn't believe in boundaries.
You've come a long way, though, baby. Let's be honest now. Come on.
Well, thanks to having people like you in my life and listening. I do know my boundaries now. I'm often asked to do, you know, there's certain things I've been asked to do, and I now know the power of no. So not only am I, again, being the cobbler with having been the cobbler without shoes, now I have my shoes. Ooh, speaking of.
Aren't you rocking heels these days? You were saying.
Look at these. I got these. Where am I? Okay, yeah. I just got these next at Target. Squirrel.
Oh my gosh, you're cracking me up.
Anyway, so it's funny because there's so much that you have that working together. And it's funny because some people know, and so somebody said, I love you too. And boundaries, yes. Working together, and some, although most may know, you and I have known each other since 2011. So we know everything about each other. And we've helped each other through navigating change. And what I like is, there have been times where I have called you crying and you have called me crying, and we have this beautiful relationship. And the funny thing is, people that know us too know that we're completely opposite just about in everything, right? You have kids, I don't.
Yeah, probably.
I'm from Colorado, you're from California, You work out like a banshee. I don't, but need to.
We both have a dog, though. There's a similarity. We both have a dog.
We both have a dog. And mine is begging to come on the show and say hello to you. She wants to say hi, Lupe.
Ms. Riley.
There's Miss Riley. Yeah. But we've both had to navigate change so many times throughout our, because this is our third company together, you know. Or look, I always say that like we're still working together.
No,
but you know what I mean.
True. Yeah. I mean, and change is hard. Like, it's not easy. And I think I know that for me right now with trying to find a job, I've never been in corporate America, but I want to enter corporate America. And at 50, you know, obviously there's challenges with that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think also too, we're just going through so much emotional and physical change on top of trying to figure out everything else of this new life stage, that there's no handbook that we get to say, hey, here's, you know, how to make the 50s, 60s the best time of your life. Like, no, we're learning it as we go. So it can, you know, I can understand the idea of getting it, having it be overwhelming for many of us, right?
Included. Yeah. Can you share, because you know that post that I did inside of LinkedIn where someone I know had sent 100 resumes or 200 to get an interview only to be ghosted after sending a project in and spending basically 20 or 30 hours creating this project. You saw how that blew up, and you hear these stories all the time because you're still in the aging space. Right. And so what has been your experience now and we have to back up and say, she may not have been in corporate America since graduating from college. Well, you did when you worked for an agency when you graduated from college.
That was it. Like, legit.
And you've been a very successful publicist and writer. And so you've had MindSpeak PR for 20 something years, and you still have it, six figure business. So, anyway, so tell us, what has been your experience? Because there are probably some people that are going through that right now.
You know, that's unfortunate to hear. When I read that, I definitely was disheartened to hear those types of practices. And while, yes, they do exist, obviously, as your friend went through, you know, I've had my fair share of, it's not quite the fit, you know, obviously, as I submit my resumes. And I think what I'm trying to kind of figure out as I go through those processes is understanding, you know, for me, I am definitely a very spiritual based person. And for me, God is my, you know, spiritual compass. So when I speak of spirituality, that for me translates equally to just God and my presence and his leadership in my life. Right.
Yes.
And so what I always come back to understanding is that just wasn't meant to be. And I know that's harder to do and to believe in that moment. Yeah. But for me, that really is a guiding compass, because I don't want to end up at a company that doesn't know how to value me, or that takes advantage of me, or that doesn't understand what I bring to the table. And I love this. I came across this on a LinkedIn one time where it said, don't get so caught up in the rejections, because they are making judgments about your whole person, your whole life, based on one, maybe two pieces of paper, your resume and your cover letter. So they don't know all the intricacies, all the amazingness, all the fabulousness that you have to offer. So don't give more weight to their opinion than your own opinion about yourself.
Yeah. So
just keep that in mind, because for me, that is huge, because for a long time I was like, oh man, I'm just not hitting their points. But at the end of the day, maybe I wrote something wrong. Maybe I didn't have enough keywords in my resume, or maybe whatever, right? But at the end of the day, it is not a reflection of who we are as individuals or professionals or the value that we bring. Rather, it is sometimes even an automated, you know, just process. So stay strong, because it's hard. Yeah.
It's hard out there. Being a part of Second Act Women for the first 5 of 6 years, so a long time. What would you say, what have you learned? Because I remember you were at CareerCon last year, which was your baby. We sort of divided and conquered, you and I did. BLC was mine, BizLifeCon was mine, CareerCon was yours, which was funny because I come from corporate and I was in the BizLifeCon, and you come from entrepreneurship and you would do CareerCon. So you were, I took over the reins when you left in fall of 2022 mm-hmm. for CareerCon, and thank you to Western Union for sponsoring. That was your client that you brought on.
Ours. Everything is ours.
I know. They've been very good to Second Act Women and Barbara Brooks. So, sitting there at BizLifeCon and then also listening to our women over the course of the 5 years, how do you think the company being a part of it, being a part of this community has helped in any way during this process?
Oh my gosh, we would have to go for like an hour here with that, because I know a lot of women on this that are watching us right now probably have their own reasons for why Second Act Women is such an invaluable resource. But I think the biggest nugget for me was community. Like at the end of the day, being in a group where women are truly vested in the advancement, in the sanity, in the support of other women, with true intention, true heart, not with judgment or with jealousy or with competition, but rather genuinely vested in the welfare, success, and amazingness of other women cannot be replicated. Like, honestly, I can't even begin to imagine how many women probably struggle to individually find other women like that in their workplace, in their, you know, communities or whatever, and to actually now have a space dedicated solely to creating that for women over 40 and being there when they're down, being there when they're happy, being there, you know, when they're getting divorced, when they're getting married, when all of it, like we're here all for of all of it, right? Yeah. And so that is, I think, the most coolest thing possible, because I think without connection and relatability and community, we're in it alone. And where's the fun in that?
Ooh, right? Because you and I and most of our community has experienced the ageism. And I love what somebody, which sets us apart and silos women in particular, you know, into this little bubble. But I love what somebody just said, that SAW equals a safe space. Gosh darn it. I wish StreamYard would allow us to know who the Facebook user is when they're on here. They've done so many upgrades to StreamYard, which, by the way, that's the tech, the platform we're using. But anyway, yeah, I love that. And so let's talk about navigating change, by the way, as an empty nester.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he came back home.
He left the first year. And then the cost of college hit him over the head. And he's like, oh, snap, I'm moving back. No, but you know what? I mean, the kid's hardly here. My boy is a sophomore in college. He's studying computer science, which is fabulous, over at CU Denver. And so, I mean, honestly, he's just here went to sleep, because during the day, he's literally at school all day. But, you know, empty nesting has been an experience for those of, I'm sure there's many of you on this stream, if not in the community, that are, you know, said goodbye to their kids, maybe in, you know, previous years or whatever it might be. I'm loving it. I'm not going to lie. I think, you know, some people definitely mourn the loss. You know, whatever it was, like the, you know, the noise or the conversation. I think it just challenges you to kind of create new opportunities to connect with your kids in different ways. So again, it's just a change. And I think for me personally, relationship wise, it's pretty cool, because I think it's allowed my husband and I to kind of reconnect on different levels that we didn't before. When you have other people in the house, you split your time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, no matter what people says, you have to split your time between who you serve and how you know, who you have the conversations with, who you watch TV with, who you go on walks with, whatever. Right. And in this case, I feel like he's enjoying having a little more of me, because I was always a hands-on kind of mom. So
you sure were. Well, I remember when we would have to, you know, me having no kids, and also being raised to a latchkey as a latchkey kid. There were times at the very beginning of our relationship where I would get so frustrated because we could only plan meetings from this time to this time. We couldn't do morning meetings. We couldn't do this time, because you were such, it was beautiful. You were the mom. We had to be there to take him in the morning, to, you know, whereas my butt was walking home from school or taking the bus, you know, or whatever it may be, because my parents, I come from a divorced, you know, household. So I didn't know that type of life in a sense, but that's also what is the beauty of your relationship with your kid. Although everybody knows my mom and I are like this, but yeah, still, you know, being an empty nester. And I love the fact that you and Walter's relationship, because if you remember, and we won't dive deep into it because this is public, but I remember there were just a few hiccups, like most people have. And inside of our private space, you had some moments of vulnerability, which I think is absolutely okay. Because back in the day, we were always told as women not to have those kinds of, you know, emotions or whatever, because you'll be seen as whatever it may be. But I love that you and Walter are stronger than ever, you said.
Yeah. I mean,
we were doing dinner. Yeah.
We're 29 this year. We're in October. This is crazy. I know. And, you know, and in all transparency, I'm not gun shy about it or anything like that. I mean, that's such a bad word to use, but I'm not shy about the fact that, you know, we split up for a while. I actually moved out of my house for a while.
I remember that. I bought you some dishes at Dollar Tree.
Which I still have, actually. By the
way, can I tell you, that's where I got everything.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, you know, anybody that's been in a long-term relationship can appreciate the fact that, you know, you grow, and sometimes you don't grow together, and you got to kind of find ways back to each other. And in this case, I give him mad props for leading that ship and, you know, helping me through some pretty difficult times. And, you know, I do believe we came out stronger. I won't say we're, you know, all kind of roses and unicorns, you know, or whatever that saying is. Nonetheless, much stronger than we were just a few years ago. So grateful for that second chance. And yeah, we'll turn 30 next year, dude. Mind blowing.
You guys have to do something special. You've never been to Europe, so you might need to put that in your thing, because you will have a job in the next month or two. So, you know, there's that.
We're putting it out there, Barb.
We're putting it out there. And by the way, I love that you just showed you got another tattoo.
Where is it?
Yeah. There it is.
I can't turn my arm that way. It's my little elephant. My good luck elephant.
I love that you go from no tattoo, and I was the only one with a tattoo, and you were like pure body. Nothing, no marks on this body. And now you've got more marks on your body than mine.
I love it. It's a form of expression.
It's a form of, exactly. And you know, actually, oh my God, I just had ghost glasses. I wear my glasses practically every day. I just went to do this as if I had my glasses on. I have it on my, speaking of tattoos, I have it on my vision board to get my second tattoo this year. I'm still trying to debate where it's going to be, but it probably will be here. And you know how I wanted made in France?
Yeah.
So yeah, I might just do that. So yeah. And it might just be the map. Because I was made in France, if you are picking up what I'm putting down. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for giving me a very cool place to be born. So I'm looking at doing that as well. And your back tat is amazing. I can't go any further with mine. Yeah, I'm good with mine. Like,
well, across the chakra line. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I love it. She did a great job.
She did a beautiful job. But here's, you know, I just want to say thank you again. We did such amazing work, and you have always been there for me and so many. I'm just, you know, we're always rooting for each other, but I just adore you. You're the little sis I always wanted, and I adore you. And I would love for you to share, this is what I'm going to do with the podcast, is I want people to leave with perhaps a new book or read or whatever it may be. And also I'm creating a Spotify list for Biz Life Con. I'm asking all of our guests and our speakers to give me their number one song that they're listening to right now. And it could be old school or new school. And then I'm going to create, because, you know, I already have a Spotify list of beats for women, of all women of 70s, from the 70s up. Well, now I want to create a Spotify list of the second act. And so Here's what I want to ask you. What is your favorite? What are you listening to now? What is your favorite song right now?
So my favorite song, I'm going to throw a little.
And sing
a little,
it. Just joking.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, and sing it. Oh my goodness. That would be on the spot. But I'm going to throw a little Spanish language into your listen. I'm going to go.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Carol G's Provenza.
Carol G. Okay. You're going to have to.
I will so that it makes the list. She's got it's a pretty sick tune. I love it.
Is it still, because what I love is the radio stations are doing multicultural, you and I listen to the same music. We're hip hop, R&B, yeah. But also a mixture of, for me, smooth jazz and then, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So we could probably hear it on, because I know Carol G.
Yeah.
I think she was on SNL last year, matter of fact.
Yeah, I think she did. She's been doing some really kind of cool stuff. Yeah. No, I hear it a lot on Sirius or even on 95.7. So kind of different local stations. Yeah. But anywho, there's just some kind of cool things kind of going out with her, and she's coming up with some really neat songs. So that's a really kind of cool beat. I like that one. So I'm adding that one to the list.
Okay. Love it. We're going to add that. That'll be my first one to the list. Oh, second one. Cause mine is Unstoppable by Sia. Okay.
Fair. Yes.
Okay. So what are you either reading, listening to, or watching?
So you
one attended, of those.
Yeah, you attended the session that we had with the Encore Network with Chip Conley. So yes. I just started I just have it even actually right here too. I am doing his, where is it? Learning to Love Midlife book. So I just started, I'm on the third chapter now, and I love, we're big proponents of kind of the same style of outlook on midlife about this idea of it just embracing, it's a new life stage, new opportunities. But I love some of the words that he's using in this particular book to describe this transitional period in our lives. And so I'm digging into that one and really, really enjoying that book. So I'll let you know.
Okay. I love that. That's funny you should say that, because just the other day I put the other book, Decoding the Other Age book.
By Becca Levy.
What was that one? What was that?
By Becca Levy.
Yes. Yes. I have that one. So that's what I am listening to. Cause my ADHD is you got to listen. So I have that on my Audible to listening to.
Nice.
Okay. And pardon me. I keep doing this cause I had a major allergies all day. So I actually just took, all kinds of drugs before this. So I'm surprised I'm not falling asleep yet. Cause Benadryl, I was trying to make sure I came up without sneezing my brains out and so on and so forth. But okay. Now, girl, that was, me. Squirrel. Squirrel.
I know. I was going to call it out, but I didn't, but you did.
Okay. Last thing. And then I'm also going to surprise you with another thing. I would love to know, what would you tell your future self?
So many things. I think, I think my first one would be, I would say pay no mind, to what others say about you. You know your own truth.
Boom. Mic drop. Mm-hmm. And you know why I always pose that question when I'm interviewing people, when I do cocktails and conversations and other things, is because, for me, I don't like to look backwards. And so when people ask in podcast interviews that I've done, and you've done these too, everybody has gotten this question. Well, what would you tell your younger self? Well, you know what? I've already been there and done that. So I don't have anything to tell younger Barbara Brooks. I've already made the mistakes. I've already made the really awesome thing. I've made it. I've done it all. Well, not done it all, but so I don't have anything really to tell we all went through that time of life, how we went through it. So I love to know. Plus this to me leads into us thinking that age doesn't matter, that your future self could be for you 51, or it could be next month. It could even be tomorrow, or, when you're 70. So I appreciate that. Yeah. Now I'm going to throw this out. Do you have your cell phone?
My cell phone?
You know where I'm going with this?
Oh my goodness. Are you doing the photo thing again?
I want you to pick photo number 5 and show us, and I will do the same.
Photo number 5.
What is photo number 5?
Okay, you're going to laugh.
It better not be you and Walter having fun.
It's not. It's my new kitty.
You have a new cat. Oh Oh my God.
Her name is Ruby.
Stop it. Her name is what?
Ruby.
I so, love me some Ruby.
Yeah, she was sleeping when I was wearing my robe and apparently found my robe very comfortable.
She's like, this is my mommy's home.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Mine, all right, where's yours? Let me see.
Mine is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, that's so funny. That is Julie from that is speaking class with Julie from who flew in from Minnesota. So let me cheat and do photo number 6. That is me taking Mari Guissier's, well, you can't see it.
Yeah, you can.
Mari Guissier's speaking class. Awesome. We had a deep dive speaking class at the end of this whole 4-week session. And so we were at Tara, one of my favorite places. We were at Tara learning in-person techniques on how to, you know, be on stage and be a keynote and all the things.
Girl, we've had that conversation as if you'd need that training, but
whatever.
Okay.
I do. Okay. So before we head out, I'm going to move my head from frame because I do have a runny nose. Thanks. Allergies. Stand by. Okay. Now, let's see if there's any questions that we have, for you or me. So let's put on my peepers here. Don't live in the past, live in the present. Yes, Facebook user. Yes, yes. This other person said when you were talking about collaboration and things, uh-huh. This person says a woman's nature is to be collaborative, cooperative. I love the C's. Communal connection and all of the C's. We understand that together we are much, that's right.
Absolutely.
And just by ourselves. And then down below it says, right? Younger self went through the things we did. Yeah, we did. And we are who we are today as a result. That's kind of how I look at that question as well. Girl, I want to say thank you so much for joining me today and being my very first VIP guest.
Thank you.
You know how much I love you, girl. And I can't wait. You know, you and I are going to film a video. We're now going to do it separately for just Synth out of the UK. Can't wait for people. Oh, thank you for this. You both are rock stars. Thank you. I can't wait to go in and talk to these people who are saying these things. But do you want to briefly talk about what we're doing with Just Synth, with Ageism is Never in Style? Let's tease why we're cutting a certain kind of video.
Yeah, well, thank you for including me because you're the linchpin between she and I. But
you and your words, you have the best words. Yes. Okay.
she's doing a pretty cool social campaign that's coming out next week, I believe. Right, is what she said. Yeah. And it's really kind of like a montage of us women in the pro-aging space really taking a stance on all of the anti-aging verbiage that beauty brands are using to tell us that we're not beautiful after a certain age. Everything from anti-renewal to reverse aging to anti-aging, whatever. Like they're using all these coded words out there. And so she came up with a cool concept to kind of bring all of us together for a video montage talking about, we don't want this BS anymore. However you disguise it, it's still anti-aging and we don't want anything with it. So it's a beautiful stance that we get to be a part of. And so I'm excited to do our part for that.
I am too, because she's gotten people from around the globe to be a part of this. And she herself, what I love about Jacinth Bassett with Ageism is Never in Style, follow her on all socials and LinkedIn, is that she's in her early to mid 30s, started out as a lawyer, and saw a problem with her mom experiencing ageism and decided, I'm going to figure out a resolution in it. And she started the Bias Cut, which is a clothing store, because we can wear whatever we want. But then it turned, it sort of boiled into Ageism is Never in Style. And that is now becoming an agency of sorts where they're doing work with big brands. And there is a brand that starts with an E. And it ends with an L. out of the UK. Words,
sounds like
a very large global brand. You could probably figure out where I'm going with it, who has partnered with Stanford. And I forgot the name of the department that Stanford has, because Stanford and a lot of universities these days have departments focused on aging.
Longevity Center.
The Longevity Center. And so it was interesting what EL has done to still to go away from the word anti-aging, but use various terms, visible something, and I can't remember what it was, that still basically said you're talking about, you know, anti-aging. And by the way, we want to share with you all, and I believe you share the same stance. I don't care if you put Botox here, there, or wherever. I don't care if you, that I am not against that in the least. If you want to do whatever makes you feel good, do it. Do it. It's the terminology that we don't like, because the terminology anti-aging continues to perpetuate age bias, but then it also leads into young people not wanting to age or looking at aging as so horrific. But in reality, I mean, we all just aged 56 minutes, and how do you feel? The same. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing that Lupe and I think others, it's really the terminology. Because I'm on a medical weight loss program. I'll do whatever, some things, whatever I want to do to make myself. Thank you, Kimberly, with the Cunningham Clinic.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for sharing that. I want to say thank you. Stick around. I want to share with those of you that are watching who's coming up next week. And thank you, Lupe, for everything.
Thank you, Dahl. And right back at you. I'm wishing you much success. And thank you to the community that's supporting my girl.
Yay! Thank you. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my gosh, don't you? We are such a dynamic duo. I already told her on LinkedIn, of course, and text, that she's going to be, ghost glasses again, that she's going to be co-hosting this from time to time with me, because we just love each other. But what I want to say is thank you so much for joining us today. It was a beautiful start. Thank you for just blowing up Facebook. After March, you can only find the show inside of YouTube. But for this month, as I continue to launch the second act with Barbara Brooks and friends, it will be seen across all of my social media platforms. Again, I thank you. I want to tell you who's coming next week. This woman, I stalked her 10 years ago when I became an entrepreneur for the very first time. I stalked her because this the company she worked for had a major event for entrepreneurs in downtown Denver. And I thought, I'm going to get there and I'm going to meet this woman. Although at the time, I was really there to meet Microsoft and all these other sponsors to get them to sponsor Second Act Women, which we ended up with Second Act with Microsoft as a sponsor of one of our events. But then when I saw her on stage, I was like, I got to meet this woman. She seems like a badass. And so I am really thrilled that next week, I welcome to the Second Act podcast, Amy Cosper. We're like sisters. Woo! We have known each other for over 10 years now. And I have to say, we've had some deep, deep conversations, some of which will never come to light that only Lupe and some others know. But other times we're both very vocal about life today at this age and where we are. She's the former editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. And that's when I stalked her. And at the time she was living in LA. Well, guess what? I'm lucky enough to have found out way back when that she actually lives here in Colorado now. So she has launched a new company because, you know, when you work for or in that startup industry, you can't help but start up over and over and over again. She started a new company called Bizzy. And I was honored enough to be one of 8 people, 4 from Denver and 4 from Austin, who were asked to be to launch Bizzy. So, woo! I can't wait for you guys to meet Amy Cosper next week with Bizzy. She's going to be here at 9 a.m. next Monday morning. So grab a cup of Joe, a mimosa. I don't know, whatever you want. It is a podcast party after all. So she is going to join me next week. I want you to come with some really great questions. Now, I will only be able to answer those questions that are inside of Facebook. So make sure you tune in there because those are the only ones and YouTube that show up on screen here. So this will be a really great chance for you to get a couple of questions answered. But also, you can find her at BizLifeCon. We're going to do coffee and conversations with her live at BizLifeCon, which is coming up April 26th and 27th. If you haven't bought your tickets yet, you need to get them. Only 100 are available. We are going to our new location, the woman-owned LGBTQAI-owned Town Hall Collaborative. And they have a bar inside too, because you know, we always kick things off on one of the days with mimosas and mocmosas. So that is 24 experiences. I think we have over 28 leaders who will be a part of this amazing event. It's the 7th. And so get your tickets. Early bird ends next week. So get that early bird ticket next week. Now, I always want to end this new podcast with a thanks to. So I not only want to thank Lupe, did that. Done that. We'll always thank her. I want to thank Mari Gissier for hosting a wonderful speaking class. I highly recommend her. She is a second act woman, but this woman is phenomenal. She's tough as cookies. And listen, being tough on me is hard to do sometimes. She was good at pulling me out of my comfort zone over the course of 5 weeks in my speaking class. And I know many of you want to be a speaker. I highly recommend Mari's class. She works right out of Tara. Now, I do this because it's not far from where I live, but I highly recommend her. She's also an insider member at Second Act. I want to thank Donna Bowling. So that is the podcast. I've been taking a podcast class for 4 weeks. And so because of her and the women inside of that community, inside of that podcast class that we have, it pushed me to create my graphics. You guys know I love Canva, so that was easy to do for me and gave me a fun exercise, but also taught me about certain things and how to launch and getting this uploaded to Apple because I'm a Droid user. So Apple and Spotify and the equipment that we needed. I have thoroughly enjoyed this class. I highly recommend taking it. She's also a former casting director out of LA, but you know, I really found her. Those of you that know me, you know that I love reality TV. Okay. That is my brain candy. So she has a really great, the daily, how did I forget the name of her? Daily Dose of Donna. You have to follow her if you love The Real Housewives and all those kinds of things, traders and things, but she's also had other podcasts. So I took her class. The last one is this Tuesday, where we're going to learn how to monetize. Hello, we're in it for money as well. We got to remember that we're business owners for a reason. And that is also another reason. So I want to say thank you to them. And also, I said this before, Kimberly with the Cunningham Clinic. I'm on a medical weight loss and I have lost, went from 224.9 in the middle of February to now 216.2. So I'm looking forward to breaking into the 100s in the next 4 or 5 months. So thank you so much for coming here today and being a part of the podcast party, Second Act with Barbara Brooks and friends. And I just can't wait to see you here again. And next week, 9 a.m. Mountain Time, or catch it again on the rebroadcast inside of YouTube. So I'm going to send you out with blessings and thank you for, you know, everything. We'll see you later. Make it a wonderful day. Happy Little Thursday.